This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, February 26. The Unknowing. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 25. When the Son of Man comes in His glory, and all the angels with Him, He will sit on His glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on His right and the goats on His left. Then the King will say to those on His right, "Come, you who are blessed by My Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?" The King will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." In this parable, we see a picture of the end times. We listen as the King, Jesus Himself, returns and gathers all the nations before Him. Then He separates people individually as a shepherd would do with sheep and goats. And we wonder, of course, am I a sheep or a goat? Jesus says to the sheep, "Come, you who are blessed by My Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world." Notice that the sheep are astounded by the reason they are given this great reward. They fed the hungry, clothed the naked, invited the stranger, comforted the sick and imprisoned. And it seems they didn't even realize they were living out Jesus' kingdom values as they did those things. Perhaps showing Christ's love everywhere had become so natural that they didn't realize they were doing it. This parable also shows that Jesus isn't fooled by false people who only call Him Lord and don't live by His values. Here we are reminded that when we truly believe in Jesus as Savior, His Spirit, who gives us that belief and faith, motivates us to share His love also. With the Spirit at work in us, doing good becomes almost second nature, and this is all by God's grace. Pray with me. Jesus, You came from heaven to earth to show us the way. Guide us each day, we pray, to serve You by showing Your love to others, all by the power of Your Spirit in us. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.